Ramble. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello.
And our elusive, beautiful Pokemon of a tri-wife, Matthew McClain.
Oh, my God.
Calimera.
Calimera, Matthew.
Calimera, Becky. I didn't recognize you without your curly hair.
I know. You're going so straight today. The beach waves. I went back the first time in about a month. I have straightened my hair. Matt, you said Calimera. Why?
Calimera is Greek for good morning.
Good morning.
And why do we know good morning in Greek, Matt?
Well, we just picked up a couple little phrases when we were on our 2-week sojourn to Greece.
Yeah.
For our wedding.
We actually just got back, a week and a half ago?
I'm almost recovered.
I know. Yes. Are you guys jet lagged? How has it been adjusting? I know coming back is always harder because you're not doing as much exciting things. And the time changes.
It is.
You feel it more.
And apparently more than 8 hours, it's way worse than if it was less than 8 hours.
Yeah.
So ours was a 10-hour time difference.
Oh my gosh.
So that really throws your body for a loop. So yeah, it was tough coming back. And I also got a sinus issues too that I'm finally getting over because it was so dry over there.
Yeah.
But, back at it. Back at it.
Yeah, I think I first was falling asleep at 6 p.m. And then Keith was like, we need to stay up till 7. I was like, great. Next day we did 7.
Oh,
and for the next 3 days, we were like, okay, we're going to stay up till 8. Could not make it.
Oh,
I made
no.
it to 7:30. And then finally this weekend, we stayed up till midnight.
Wow. You guys are like little babies. You have to do it an hour at a time. Because I feel like it's when you're being told you have to stay up, it's so much harder than you just doing it on your own. Terms.
Yeah. And it was also laundry. It was cleaning, laundry, doing all the not fun chores.
Not as riveting as Greece.
No, we were nonstop in Greece for sure. We went island hopping. And when we got there, we didn't go on the airplane again. Once we got there, we rented a car.
Okay.
And we took a car on all the different ferries to kind of island hop and drive around. So that was definitely an experience.
Yeah. Matt was our Uber driver.
Did you drive the roads?
I drove the whole time,
pretty much.
Yeah. And the roads there, on the mainland, they're really nice. There's huge highways and stuff here. But on the islands, they're roads that are for two cars, but look like they're only for one.
Right.
And they're kind of all on the cliffs and Oof. Serpentine and kind of go around.
What is the longest stretch that you drove in Greece?
Oh my gosh. Well, we went all the way from... islands in the Aegean Sea all the way over to the Ionic Islands, which is on the other side of Greece. So we had to go from one island, take a ferry to the mainland, drive all the way across mainland Greece, and then take another ferry to another island.
Wow.
So that was a 12-hour adventure.
That was a long day.
Did you just keep renting cars as you went?
No, we had one car the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because we were able to drive. So you drive onto the ferry. So you take your car with you.
Oh.
And Matt, because he was so tan, had a mask on, also speaks Italian, which is kind of close-ish to Greece. Everyone thought he was Greek. And he would say, Calimera. And then they would start speaking to him in Greek to tell him where to go. And he'd be so forward or
<It's true.
laughs> backwards?
It's true. Yeah, it's true. They, and then when you get onto the ferries, there are these men who just are yelling at you on how to go and you don't understand. So then he's pointing and he's trying to, one went in and grabbed my driver, the steering wheel.
The wheel?
And pulled it around because I was going the wrong direction.
Oh no, that is so scary.
It's a very tight space.
Okay. Yeah.
And our car is a little bigger than this table.
Yeah, we were in a tiny car.
This is for two people.
So you're just trying to wedge in and do a 30-point turn to back in. So it was definitely an experience and I just had
how
to get
many
comfortable
cars,
with people yelling at me.
How many cars could they get per ferry?
Oh my, hundreds, 500.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's a circus. It was crazy.
And they start lowering the ferry door before the boat is even docked. They're go, go, go. And you're just
gotta make time.
Little sheep.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, but it was really fun. We went to Santorini.
Yes.
Which I feel like every American goes to.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was where you see like the iconic pictures of like the fully painted white like buildings and everything's built in kind of like cave-like. And then it's the bright, bright blue with the ocean like right along the side.
Yeah,
the
very sea. Iconic pictures.
Yeah.
And then we went to Naxos, which is a bigger island right next to, right near Santorini. And they're known for their agriculture. So they had like really amazing food and we went a couple of tours there and that was really fun. And then we went to Kefalonia, which is where the wedding was.
That was
really cool.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been to an international wedding or like a wedding across seas. Was that your guys' first time doing a destination wedding?
That was my first time doing a Greek wedding. Yeah. I was like very interesting. There were lots of like traditions and lots of things that we were like kind of knew what was going on, but it was also like super private. Like we didn't go in the church while they were getting married. It was like maybe like a 10 person size church or like 15 size person church.
Very small, gotcha. Yeah.
So we like stood outside and like looked through the door and got to see like the ceremony happening. And then there were also elements of like traditional Ukrainian things because Andrew, the groom, is Ukrainian.
Gotcha.
It was very, very neat.
That's awesome.
And there was lots of dancing.
Ooh,
so much dancing.
What kind of dancing?
I guess Greek dancing.
Greek dancing? we did the Zorba. Is it called, was it called the Zorba? Yeah.
That was
great. It was basically like you do one move in a circle for like 10 minutes.
Gotcha.
And you're like sprinting while and the servers were getting in on it.
Everyone joins in.
They're throwing napkins. Ooh. That's who was like on a table dancing.
Cute.
Yeah. It was very, very cool.
Party.
That sounds so fun.
Beautiful like background. Just gorgeous. But it was also like Greece right now, just like Turkey and that whole like part of the world is kind of like California right now where it's just like burning. Like there's one island, Evia, is like completely destroyed. There are tons of like GoFundMes online if you're looking to like donate to anyone. Yeah. But it was like crazy. And you could see the like smoke in the sky the same way that you can in like LA when there are fires up.
Wow.
You know, further up California.
I know. When you guys were over there, I was reading about it and I like checked the map and I was like, where are they? Because I have both of you on Friends versus like where the fires are. I'm like, oh, okay. That's different.
Yeah. The closest one though was when we were in Athens. There was a fire just like.
Yeah. We passed it when we were driving.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
In the mountains. Yeah.
It was in the mountains. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And Athens was more of like, that's more of their like metropolis, like city. Very like lots of, well, there were like, our friend Ricky described it really well. He's like, you'll be walking, you'll be like, wow, there's this centuries old fountain and there's a Foot Locker. Like, it's just like history built into the streets.
That's so,
You're just like, huh.
I did the Acropolis when I was like 14, but traveling internationally when you're under, I don't know, like 21 or 18 or like doing things, I feel like I don't remember anything.
You don't remember, yeah.
Yeah, I remember just looking around and be like, cool, it's hot out here. History.
You don't care as much.
You don't have the
appreciation for it, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, Athens is really interesting because all the islands kind of shut down during the winter months. So then a lot of people from the islands then go to Athens to try to find work for the rest of the year. So there's kind of an exodus during the summer and then everyone comes back. Later on. So every island we went to, like everyone knows Athens and would give us like recommendations on where to go and what to do and what to eat.
Yeah.
What to see, all of that good stuff.
Wow. Did you feel like when you were in maybe Mykonos, was it super crowded? Could you see that
meme? We didn't go to Mykonos.
Oh, you guys didn't? Okay.
We avoided
Mykonos.
Yeah. Did you see that meme? Scary. Did you see that meme going around? It's like everyone is either getting engaged in Greece or I forgot what the third one was. It's
yeah.
Macy, who was also on the trip with you guys for the wedding, was like, it's me. Because she didn't get engaged this year, but she was posting lots of Greek things on her social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was at the wedding too. Yeah. It was very, I'd say Santorini was probably the most crowded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The most people, the most tourists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the parts we liked most about Santorini was actually kind of leaving the more touristy areas
and doing more of like the
we went to like some smaller towns for dinner and stuff and wine tasting and all that was I think the most fun.
You should talk about the marble town that you drove us to in Naxos.
A marble. Because
that was so interesting. I don't remember what it was called.
But there's there is a town that's completely made of marble up in the mountains in Naxos.
Beautiful.
So it was really cool because it's like there's huge marble quarries in Naxos. So it's so cheap for them just to like bring it up to the mountain. And they built all of their roads and almost all the buildings are just made in marble. So it's really crazy to go look and see.
Seems heavy.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's very, I mean, everything there is heavy because everything's like made rocks anyway.
But
it's not like marble like this, you know, it's not like honed.
Yeah.
It's all still very kind of rough. So it's not like super slippery, even though some parts kind of were, but
some parts were slippery.
But it was really interesting because these towns are so old. They're just like meandering streets on the top of these mountains. So there's all different levels and all different people and, you know, they just built into things, which is so interesting how everything evolved. So it's weird to see it all basically in marble.
Yeah. We went to this one castle in Naxos too. And they were like, that you could see where they had like fixed things and where there was marble and where there was like, they had these like rounded edges. And the tour guide was telling us that they did that so that they could, so the donkeys could go through.
Oh, cute.
So that's how they would like measure it.
They built the city around donkey accessibility.
Yeah. Well, because that's how you get all your produce and all of the stuff up to the castle from like the main square. And then he was also telling us, I thought my favorite trivia that I learned was about quarantine. What's Matt? Because you speak Italian.
It's 40.
Yeah.
Which means 40 in Italian.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's where the word quarantine was derived from, because I think it was the sailors or the merchants who were bringing goods to Naxos had to quarantine for 40 days before they're allowed onto the island.
Wow.
So that if they were carrying any diseases or anything, they would basically die so that they wouldn't bring it onto the island and like kill all the Venetian. People. They probably just cared about the Venetian people, not the local Greeks there. Yeah.
That's really interesting. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
Because a lot of the islands there were occupied by the Venetians way back in the day. So a lot of the architecture and how the cities were built where it was based off of, you know, how Venice did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're like,
and how did our ancestors get quarantine figured out so well? And now here we are.
And we can't even do it.
We can't even do it for
can't
a couple.
Can't even do it at all.
Yeah.
It was also interesting learning about how their shutdown was too, because they did, nobody was allowed to leave. You had to do, you had to text a phone number. And there were different, there were like five reasons you could leave your house. And it was like, you could only leave your house for like 2 hours at a time, or maybe even it was like an hour at a time. But they would text like exercise, groceries, medical. And there was like one like or two other
pet
ones
or something.
Yeah. Walking your, like your dog. But our tour guide was telling us about the grandpas that were all around and they like, you know, are so set in their routines and they right. would always go out walking together. He said that the grandpas were like texting that they were exercising and the police would be like, you can barely walk. What do you mean you're running? And he's like, no, look, because the police would like come up to people and be like, let me see what your number was to get like permission to leave.
Yeah. Walking counts as exercise. Why not?
Yeah.
I got to get my 10,000 steps in.
Well, because they do have that coffee culture there. So the old men are really used to just sitting there and drinking coffee for like hours with their friends. And we saw that everywhere.
Oh yeah. People were just sitting outside for like ever and ever. Miles, you would have really loved it. There was so Greek. We had this Greek coffee that was heated in lava rock.
That's cool.
It is cool. Yeah. It's kind of like Turkish coffee.
Ooh. Yeah.
So it has like the dregs on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And it's also not as like caffeinated, which we had Greek coffee like the first day we got in because we were like, oh yeah, espressos, let's go for it. And then like a week and a half later when our tour guide was like, and there's not as like, it's not as caffeinated. We're like,
placebo.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Because we were doing like double espressos everywhere. And like, I asked for an iced Americano in Catalonia.
That was one of the funniest moments.
It was. We were like, I've never seen like three or four grown adults all try not to laugh so hard in the moment because I asked the waitress, is it, can I please get a iced Americano? Because I saw someone else drinking one. And I was like, yeah, they have it here. Yes, awesome. Because we've only been doing like double espressos every day. And like at like 10, like Naxos, Keith went out to find coffee at like 7 or 8 in the morning. Nobody was up. They were like, go back. Even in like Santorini, they were like, yeah, come back at like 8:30. And we were like,
I need to get
on
that wavelength.
Stay up late.
Yeah. But I asked the server, I said, oh, can I get an iced Americano? And she goes, iced Americano? What?
She had
and
no
I
idea.
Was like, what he has. And she was like, Freddo Espresso. And I was like, oh, I'll have that, please. I am so sorry.
It was pretty funny.
It was really funny.
So funny.
As in like disgust or like we're not used to serving that or?
Disgust. Like fully disgust.
I don't think she knows what it was.
I don't think she knows what Americano was. Because like, a lot of places don't do that.
No.
Yeah.
But Matt made a really interesting point one night at dinner. You were talking about how, because you've tried, you're like a seasoned world traveler. I feel like you've gone
seasoned.
You're an old man. You did just have a birthday and now you are old. But you've gone to like lots of different countries and you pointed out one night that it was super interesting that the most of like the service staff, and by most, I mean almost everyone spoke English and was using English as like their primary language, like when they would go greet tables and do things like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Even in like the place where you think is going to be the most remote thing in the, you know, island at the top of the mountain, they speak to you in English and you're like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Because most places don't. I mean, unless you're in like, I don't know, New Zealand or Australia or something.
Right. Yeah.
Like most countries don't speak to you in English. They try to make you say it in their language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we learned, Kalimata. Good morning.
What's your favorite phrases that you
less phrases and more like words.
Okay, words.
So yamas?
Yamas is like
cheers.
Ooh. Yeah. Yes. And like yasu is like hello or hi, people say.
Okay.
Kalispera, which is like good afternoon or like good evening. And then Kalinichta, which is good night.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then thank you is efkaristo.
Oh, yeah. We got really good at that one.
Ooh.
We just say thank you all the time.
All the time. It's like anytime someone came, we're like, efkaristo.
And then like you're welcome or also can mean thank you or like please is para color.
Yeah. Well, you guys have to keep saying those phrases so you guys don't lose it to each other forever.
We'll just keep saying Kalimera.
Kalimera. Yeah.
That trip will forever be in your hearts, but you can still use your words.
Right?
Yeah.
We just need to make a video of it.
Yeah. This is like every morning. Yeah. Matt and I were in the car once and he was trying to play the different phrases, but it was through like the way like Google Translate does it.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, What?
Say it again?
Oh, the names of like streets and highways were also like so long. It was like turn left at
Whoa.
And you know, they have a different alphabet too, right? So we, like, we can't go and read it.
Mm-hmm. How did you navigate while you were there?
Google Maps.
Did you have an international plan?
Yeah, I bought like a, this is not a plug, but I bought like this.
Hashtag Google Maps.
Arlo. I think it's called Arlo, and it's like, it's an app that you download, and then you can basically get a digital SIM card. So it's an eSIM, and then that would allow you to use data at a different rate.
Oh, that's
so you just
nice.
Have to like reconfigure the settings in your phone so that you'll use that SIM number to use the data there. So I bought like, I don't know, 10 gigs for like $20.
Oh, that's good.
And we didn't even use up all the 10 gigs.
Hashtag hacks.
Yeah. Which is way cheaper than doing anything from America. Like, you know, they charge you at least like $10 a day.
Yeah. And they only give you like a limited number of gigabytes like every
throttle.
Day.
Yeah. And then they like throttle the data. So it's a lot slower and stuff.
Yes.
So
yeah. Which is, we did the $10 a day. And then there was like, Keith and I would rotate Well, it was mostly me turning off my phone because I was like, well, I'm not driving.
I don't need this.
My texts weren't really working. So I was like, who needs this? So I would turn it off. But yeah, there were a couple mornings where I couldn't sleep. And then I went on TikTok without going on the Wi-Fi. And I was like, shit.
Oh, no. That's a lot of data, girl.
I was like, there goes data my data in like 2 seconds.
That's so funny.
Yeah, the talks. But what was your favorite food, Becky, when we were there? Oh, I feel like that's what everyone wants to hear about.
Yeah, you know? What the favorite food? I think I had like different favorite foods per like island or like activity. Like I think the best food we ate the entire time we were there was at this like beautiful restaurant. Matt was talking about when we were in Santorini, we really liked driving kind of away from the main city. Mm-hmm. There was this one we went to called Cava Alta. Ooh. And it was so good. It was like in LA, it would have been like a $700 like multi-coursed tasting menu, plate, big plate kind of thing. But there it was like, we just ordered like probably 10 entrees and like a couple appetizers. And we all just ate it like tapa style.
Yummy.
And it was so good. It was kind of not fusion.
Did Keith post about
it? It's like elevated.
Keith
posted about
like
it.
Like elevated Greek.
I like replied to his story. I was like, this looks incredible. And he said this was like the best meal I've ever had. I was like, wow, it really shows.
Yeah, that one was like absolutely delicious. And then in terms of like traditional Greek food, the spinach pies from
the spanakopita.
There was a spanakopita that we had in Athens on our food tour that was like so delicious.
What is this? I heard you say a word.
Spanakopita. So it's like,
I don't want to butcher it.
If you've seen it, like they have it here, but it's like more, it looks like thicker here, but it's basically like phyllo dough pastry. And then it's filled with like spinach and feta and like herbs, but it's like multi-layered. But the place we went on our food tour in downtown Athens had the guys all made their own. Am I saying it right? Phyllo dough?
Yeah.
I'm like, Matt, the cook over here. The phyllo dough, they make their own. So it's like many, many layers. And like, it was so crispy and crunchy and like delicious.
Yummy.
And then I also really liked, on our very first night, we went out to just like, we were only in Athens for like 5-6 hours the first time we were there. Because we were just catching a ferry to Santorini. At like midnight, we walked down the street from our hotel and just found this little like restaurant that was just like bumping and packed. And we ordered like way too much food and they kept bringing all these desserts like that we didn't even order. They were like, yes, and here's your watermelon and here's your like donut holes. Yum. And we were like, oh my God, we like woke up stuffed.
Yummy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that those two were probably my favorite on the spanakopita. How about you?
Well, I mean, because the eating culture there is so different because they eat so late, like at midnight things are still hopping.
Yeah.
You know, like people are just getting out.
Uh-huh.
So that was definitely an adjustment. And then also everything is like mezze style. So it's like family style where everyone kind of picks off everything. Yeah. So that was cool to be able to try, you know, as many things as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think my favorite was just like the tomatoes there are just like so good.
Yes.
And the best tomatoes we had the whole time was actually when we were in Kefalonia and our Airbnb host brought us tomatoes from her garden and they're just like perfect, ripe, like ready to go. Those were the best ones
Yeah.
we had the whole trip, but it's just like the, freshness of everything because they don't import a lot of their food.
Yeah.
So it's all very seasonal and it's all very, you know, from very close mm-hmm. by. So everything's just so fresh and tastes so good. And I mean, you definitely don't gain weight when you're there, even though you eat so much, you know? So just walking, like a simple like Greek salad was just like so good.
And compared so tasty.
Compared to.
As long as I've known you, every single time you go on an international vacation, you bring back something that you incorporate into your cooking somehow, whether it's something simple or some like article of kitchenware. Did you get anything?
I brought back a lot of things.
Did you? I want to hear.
We all got a second suitcase.
That's great.
Yes. We brought back a couple bottles of Vinsanto, which is like a dessert wine.
Ooh.
It's from Santorini. We also brought back some olive oil,
yes,
which, you know, obviously to use in cooking. And then we got a lot of different spices. Mm. So Greece is really known for their oregano. Like it's just like prolific. It's in like everything. It like grows everywhere. So we got like huge bags, like the bags were like this big of oregano and it just tastes so good. So that's really easy to kind of incorporate into everything. And then what else did we bring back? Oh, olives.
Ooh,
we brought back some olives that were really good and some olive oil soap.
Ooh,
two.
That sounds nice.
And then I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
We did the the Ketrone candies.
Oh yeah,
from Naxos. Yeah,
what kind
we went to like a little candy store, and they're these like almost like the consistency of like a candy cane, but that's been like chopped up.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this fruit called a Ketrone.
I think it's Ketro, but in Ketrone? English, it's like citron.
Yeah, it's spelled like citron.
Okay.
But it kind of tastes like lemon and lime like mixed together.
Yummy. Mm-hmm.
We also got like a liqueur that had that same flavor in it.
Yeah, like every, cocktails. I guess, like every kind of region or almost island has their own kind of alcohol that they've developed over the years. Mm-hmm. So one of them is this, it's almost like, it's not like a citron vodka, but it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's like a little smoother and it tastes a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But we brought back a couple bottles of that. So Eugene got a lot of alcohol gifts from
he must be thrilled.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We're going to do like a little, because we all got like spices and stuff. So we're going to do a little Greek night for Eugene. So he feels like he was there with us.
Aww.
And we're going to use like our fish spices that we got. And we're going to watch Mamma Mia.
Cute.
We're going to try and find some like Greek beer because we had a lot of them.
Yeah. That was another thing I learned how to say was four beer we had. So four is Tessera.
Oh.
So I'd say like one of the beer brands was Alpha. So I would say like Tessera Alpha. So then they would bring like when you're on the beach, just like relaxing, which is really nice. But yeah, Eugene had major FOMO.
I bet.
Yeah.
He couldn't come because he had too many deadlines and stuff on his other projects that he was working on. Yeah,
because you guys were planning this trip for months. Like I commend him for just sticking to his hustle because if I were in his shoes, oh my gosh, I'd be just
he was
queen of FOMO.
Definitely feeling it.
FOMO,
definitely feeling it.
Yeah, aww. But we brought him presents and we're gonna make him
relive
feel like
the
he was
moment.
There a little bit. Oh yeah, we're gonna do a slideshow of our pictures.
Yeah,
because we had a little like group album that we were all sharing too. Because David Dang, who was also with us, was our photographer and appointed Wi-Fi daddy. Everywhere we went, he was like, "Do you have Wi-Fi?"
He was Wi-Fi obsessed.
Wow.
Had to be connected.
But it was pretty good because we would always like, we'd be walking down the street and be like, oh, look, the Wi-Fi from this place that we went the other day, or the Wi-Fi from this place.
He's just so local in the city.
So yeah, we took lots of photographs.
Yay.
Yeah. David Dang was kind of my social media manager. I don't know if you noticed.
There were lots of, your social media looked great.
Lots of puns.
Puns automatically started showing up on my Instagram and such. But yeah, we got a lot of really good pictures and, you know, the scenery there is just so beautiful.
I still hope that you continue posting so we all think you're still in Greece, because I'm sure there's a lot more that you didn't post.
Well, David Dang is hoarding photos. He likes to keep them for himself.
You guys didn't get on a shared album?
Well,
we are, but we think he saved some.
Are you serious?
I think he's saving them for himself and he's going to post them of us later.
He probably will.
We're going to have to wait.
Yeah. You know? But he was really good at being like, okay, you go over here. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Go stand over here.
Every group needs somebody like David.
He's very good at
that.
Everybody
needs a David.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah, he was very good. Sometimes we lost him on the walks. We would lose Matt and David, and Keith and I would turn around and be like, Where the heck did they go?
He's all taking photos like off the side of the cliff.
Yes.
Yeah, that was very fun.
Becky and Keith were taking a lot of kitty photos.
We were taking a lot of kitty
Land
photos.
Of cats.
There are so many strays in Greece. It was like literally everywhere you went, there was like a stray cat that would come up and be like, meow. Hello.
Mm-hmm. I bet you it made you miss Alfred even more.
It did. We were like, Alfred, sweet boy. We were looking because we heard from one of our tour guides that they, there are programs that will help you adopt one of the street cats and then bring it to the U.S. And we were asking the guy like, oh, so like what would be like the cost of that if that was something we were going to do? And he's like, oh, no, it's totally free. You just like, you know, make a donation to the shelter. And we're like, oh my God, that's great. And then he's like, yeah. And then you just pay for the seat and then, you know, the seat for taking it. We're like, okay.
First class. So.
Okay. So thousands of dollars. Got it. Good. We'll keep that in our noggins. Wow. But we were like always trying to feed them. Like anytime we were like sitting, we were like throwing food. And
it looked like a lot of kittens from.
A lot of kittens. Yeah. A lot of kittens. David Dang saw his first cat balls. Very first cat balls on an adult cat.
I don't think I've seen cat balls.
They're crazy. Cat balls are crazy looking.
Big.
Why?
They're huge. Yeah. They just like, you're just not used to seeing. Yeah.
So all of a sudden there's just balls.
Yeah.
I was like, David, come here. Look under the car. It's got balls.
Speaking of balls, your dog.
Oh my God.
Got his balls shaved. And we ran into Sarah while we were like driving on the side of the road. And I was like, Birdie.
Yeah. Zach touched his balls.
Oh my God.
Because Sarah was like, I can't believe they shaved his balls. And Birdie's just standing in the back seat. And I'm like, I saw them.
Mm-hmm. How long do dogs keep their balls for?
So for bigger dogs, you want to wait. So for little dogs, you can get them, like cut them off.
But their growth plates grow so fast.
For bigger dogs, you have to wait until they're like a year, a little bit over a year. And so he's almost there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's hip dysplasia.
How were the dogs when you got home? Because they have Eugene, but he's a little less of the authoritarian in the house.
Yeah, they were very excited to see me, you know, as they are. But there were some accident spots.
Oh, no.
On the couch.
Couch.
On the couch.
Yes. So I'm still mad about that.
On your beautiful velvet couch.
I think it was Kim.
Kim? Yeah. I can't really. Kim doesn't poop in the house.
Peed in the house.
It was pee.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And that smells. I know. So I need to get it clean because I tried to clean it and it just didn't come out. So.
Oh no.
I know. So I think he was upset that he wasn't getting all the attention that he normally does.
Oh.
He was like acting out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Were any of them like much more wild now that you were gone for a little while?
I'm sure they were, but they also just like to like snuggle in all the time.
Yeah.
So like, don't if Eugene leave. Like lays down, they'll just go and like attach themselves.
Oh, your little bubble gums. What about Alfred?
Oh, Alfred went crazy. He went like full baby mode. We came back and he was following us around, waking us up at like 4 a.m. because we all go to bed together. Alfred gets in bed and he just sleeps at the foot of the bed. Oh no, 4 a.m. He was like, hey guys. He would like crawl over to Keith and like gently lick his ear.
Oh my gosh.
And
precious.
He's still like sleeping. Like he's sleeping on Keith's pillow this morning. I have a picture of them just like spooning. And I'm like, what is going on here?
At least he didn't go the other way and get mad at you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Give you the butt.
Yeah, he did not give us the butt. He was like he was being a good boy. There were no uh-ohs anywhere, which we're happy about. Yeah. But he's not really like he's never like Peter pooped anywhere he shouldn't have, except for one time he did fully ruin my Prius. So my car is ruined.
Oh, that was a new space.
It was,
can't blame him.
It was a new space.
You know, cats.
He had been there before. He wasn't used to going on the freeway and he had to go to the vet and he had a little pee pee
I'm the funny.
It didn't smell like 2 days.
I was in the car with you.
She was in the car. I texted her. I was like, oh, did you smell anything weird in the car? And she's like, no, I didn't smell anything.
This knows.
It just really had to dry up, you know?
It really had to like
fester
seep in.
And
So ferment. Currently my backseat is covered in baking soda. Mm. And there are little boxes of baking soda everywhere. We tried all of the like
absorb
pour thing, like the things that you pour on the fabric. And I was like Googling like how to reupholster backseat.
Oh my gosh.
Because it was just
it's
not
bad.
So good.
No.
You should just really seal it in, you know, just like put something over it.
Like some like Saran wrap.
Yeah. Just like wrap it up. Really seal it in so then no one will smell it.
Or it gives you an excuse to like pimp your ride and get like insane like back seats with like fur.
I thought you were gonna say a new car.
I was like, that is an idea, but it's like a commitment I'm not looking for.
Yeah. You can, I don't know.
I love my little crappy car.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid when it gets hit. Although, Matt, you had a backup moment.
Oh my gosh.
In Greece. He backed up and he said, was it bad? And
I got out of the
car and was like,
You got insurance?
I did have insurance and they didn't even notice.
Wow.
That piece. But something else happened to the car. I don't know. So many things happened. So when we got there, the guy noticed this one little like scratch on the other side of the car and he marked it on the paper. And then even though we had the full insurance, there was a 25 euro processing fee for insurance. So it's like, even though you have it, you're still paying. Like it doesn't cost that much to fix a scratch. That's like that. You know? Yeah. So that was frustrating. But we had a couple crazy moments with the car in Greece because the car, so there's no like park feature on the car.
Oh.
So you just put it into neutral and then you put on the parking brake.
Neutral.
Which is weird.
Okay.
So that got took a while for me to get used to that. And then also the car just like automatically, it'll roll back very easily.
Yeah.
So if you're on like a hill, it'll always like roll back first.
And not just like kind of roll back. You're
like there's no stop function.
There is nothing holding the car back.
Like Princess Diaries.
A couple times we were like.
You'd have to like use 2 feet, to do stuff. But
oh my gosh, I hate that feeling.
We parked in like a dirt parking lot one time when we went to dinner and we were on the earlier side because we had to leave early the next day and we got back to the car and we were like parked in. There's no lines in this parking lot, right?
Okay.
It's like people can just park anywhere and there's like trees everywhere. So it's very like rustic and there's kind of like hills in it too.
And it was just dirt. Like it wasn't like a paved
area. We get back and it's packed, like the parking lot is packed. No one's there. There's no like attendant or anything. So we were stuck. We didn't know how we were going to get out of the parking lot. So there is like one weird way around a tree, like next to like this van, but it was very tight. So we like pulled in the mirrors on the side of the car. And I started to try to like, try to really get as close as I could to it. And we got like stuck on this like little hill.
Oh no.
Things are kind of like teeter tottering. So Keith had to go back out and like push from behind for us to be able to get out and like continue on to get out of the parking lot. So we were like this close.
Gosh.
It was the only way out.
We would have to come back the next morning.
Mechanical maneuver.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a full on, like Dave and I were out of the car and we're like, so this is either how we all die. Like Matt's going to like floor it. And then the car's just going to fly. Or like the car would stall sometimes. Like if you're going up like a hill or like when you try to go like really fast, it like wouldn't change gears.
Yeah.
So we'd be like, Matt would be going through an intersection where you're kind of like, go, 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 go. And the car was just like, beep, 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 beep.
Oh my gosh.
I remember once.
Little engine that could.
Matt, you got to go faster. And Matt was like, I'm flooring it. My foot's on the floor.
Yeah. No park feature though. That seems like I'd never trust like putting it into neutral and walking it away and like turning it off. I'm like, don't leave.
It's for the parking brake.
The parking brake.
Oh, right. Yeah,
that's what like stops it.
Okay.
But it was still very like, I feel like the parking there was like very lawless. Like it was just like wherever you could do it, you could do it.
Yeah, everywhere. Like the roads are this small and someone will go up onto the sidewalk and like park on it.
Yeah.
You could barely get past them.
For the wedding, it was like at the top of this like huge, like mountainous, do you call it a mountain?
Hill? I don't know.
It was like a giant hill.
Okay.
Giant, huge, like basically like you're going to Big Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a full on, like one of those, not party buses, but like a Greyhound tour bus. Basically.
Mm-hmm.
This thing was doing hairpin turns on the side of this mountain. And we were all just sitting there like, deep breathing, like you were changing elevation so fast too, and then you just look to the side and it's just nothing.
Cliff.
Just a full drop off. And this van was just like
whee. Like motion sickness. You know, like you're like going back and forth and you're in the van. Like it was intense.
Matt had the what was it, devil's breath?
The scopolamine?
Oh, scopolamine patch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, those are great.
Well, I'd never gotten them before. And I went to the doctor, like travel doctor before the trip. And she's like, oh yeah, these patches, blah, blah, blah. Just use it on your ear. It's good for 3 days. But then I was looking it up and it's called like devil's breath.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it called. They use it for oncology patients a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they call it that because it can kill you.
Oh.
I mean, not in these small of doses, but, and it's from like a flower and people like poison other people with it.
Yeah. Interesting.
And there's an article about these girls that were like walking and they were just like taking a picture with it and they sniffed it and then just like got super high. And
maybe that's
died.
Like higher concentrations of it, yeah. I'm guessing. And like,
yeah. Yeah. It was just so crazy. So I felt fine on it. I didn't feel like I was like,
were you like too into your head about whatever. It? You're like, oh my God, I'm gonna die.
Right? Yeah. No, but it did really help. I didn't get motion sickness at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to try it when I go on boats because I get very violently ill.
I still have some.
Yeah.
Oh, we got extra patches flown around.
I have some extra patches.
Where'd you put it behind your ear?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's so small. It's like, boop. Yeah, the size of like an eraser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I actually saw it on an episode. I've been watching this new show on Amazon Prime called Astrid. And it's about this woman who is, I don't know the right way to say it, neurologically divergent. What they say now, they call her Asperger's in the program, but she's neurodivergent and she's like works in this like crime records archive.
Okay.
So she like has all the files like memorized.
Whoa.
And she helps this woman like solve all of these crimes. And one of them was someone got poisoned and they died because they had laced their whiskey with like scopolamine.
The devil's breath. Yeah.
Devil's breath. Wow.
Like, I just watched it this week. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've taken that.
I had the
that.
Devil's whisper in my ear.
whispering in my ear.
It was also so funny because Keith and I were trying to get, we also had a prescription to get the scopolamine from our doctor, but it was like not going through with our pharmacy.
Oh, they
and
didn't so cover it?
We ended up, no, they did. It was just like they weren't taking, we do one medical and they just like weren't taking the prescription digitally. They were like, you have to bring us a physical one. And we were like, why? But we did have Zofran.
Yeah.
But Matt couldn't get Zofran, but was given the scope. So we each had the opposite thing.
You guys are trading.
Yeah.
Well, the crazy thing is they told me the Zofran was too intense. Like it was too serious.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I don't know. We got it. We got it. But we just, said we were going overseas.
Yeah. All the drugs.
All the drugs. Yeah. We did have We had like a full like medicine cabinet worth of like Pepto, Imodium,
Benadryl, Z-Pack, everything.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. Just in case. Well, you never know. But it was interesting there. Keith, when we were in Kefalonia, swam too fast down into the water and ruptured his eardrum. And so we went to the pharmacy there because they just have pharmacies everywhere. Mm. Got eardrop antibiotics for $2.
Oh.
Or it was €2, so it would have been like $3-ish dollars.
Yeah.
But that universal healthcare, man.
I know.
I think it was the first time that in public I saw affectionate Becky and Keith come out.
Oh,
because normally,
I think it's a romantic island.
It's Becky, Keith, and Eugene and I are kind of the same. We're not like a lot of PDA stuff, but as soon as Keith ruptured or hurt his eardrum, he kind of turned into like a little boy who needed help. And Becky was there to kind of soothe him and like pet him and cuddle him and kiss him and tell him it would be okay. So it was really cute.
Yeah, so that was our one moment of where people could tell that Keith and I were a couple, whereas most of the trip, we could tell we were confusing the shit out of everyone there. They were like, who's with who? How do you people know each other?
Yes.
Everyone's with everyone.
Yeah, we were the one restaurant or the taverna we went to in Kefalonia. We got in at 11:30. So we went to dinner, obviously, at midnight. And we go to this taverna that's literally up a hill and just looks like a house. Like it didn't even look like we were at a restaurant.
Yeah.
We sat down, we were eating, and this young girl was our server at the end. And we were like, oh, we're going to Athens in a couple days. Like, what do you recommend? Where do you like to hang out? And she goes, well, if I'm reading you all correctly, I think you'd like this bar called Big Queer.
Truth.
We died. We're like, I mean, yeah,
we were looking for the gay bars.
But it was, the gay bars don't open there. They open on the weekends at midnight.
Oh.
So late.
Our yeah. only opportunity to go would have been the night before we flew out the next day, no. starting at midnight.
And we had to leave at like 6 a.m. So I was like, this is not happening.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was That's a bummer to not go. But yeah. So after that, we were like, okay, so does she think, are we all, what's happening here?
Yeah.
So we would joke we're all boyfriends. They were my boyfriends through the trip.
Becky's three boyfriends.
Becky the queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then everybody was also daddy.
Oh.
That was the other nickname.
You were calling everyone daddy?
I never called Keith daddy. I think that's very weird. That's like not for me. But I did call David Wi-Fi daddy.
Wi-Fi daddy?
Matt was driving daddy. Or like if someone would like, Matt would like pour you more wine, you'd be like, thank you, daddy. Definitely one of the more disturbing things we probably did in public.
I love that it's daddy. So you're always saying it kind of under your breath so no one can really hear you.
Yeah. David would yell it sometimes, which always made me laugh. He would like say it to Keith. He'd be like, thank you, daddy.
Thank you, daddy.
And not do diddy, do daddy.
Well, daddy.
Daddy.
Yeah, that was very funny. The boys had a very cute, I think, little love triangle going on. Matt, David, and Keith.
Mm-hmm.
You guys took care of one another.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Keith was my navigateur.
Yeah.
Help us get around everywhere.
That's good.
Yeah. And David and I were the backseat babies who would like take a nap.
Napping.
But we were also like, if you looked at the car, it was like we would have to get in and then Keith and Matt would put things like on us and like trap us into our area.
Oh, with your luggage.
So it'd be like
so much stuff.
You'd be holding something, we'd be like asleep. One time David pulled out some Pringles from my bag and they were upside down and it just went.
How many pharmacies did you go to when you were there, Becky?
Just a few.
Becky was obsessed with the pharmacy. It was her favorite place.
I just love the pharmacy.
Did they have a lot of like skincare?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Skincare, hair care.
What'd you learn?
Oh my gosh. Well, they have like, it's not the same as like a French pharmacy, but it is very similar. I've never been to a French pharmacy, but from what I've seen online, it was very similar.
Yeah.
So like the pharmacist there just like knew everything. Like they knew all of the ingredients and everything. They knew like, just a million things. Yeah. I just liked going there.
Yeah. Hair care. Like, you're like, what should I put in my curls?
I know. And we were like in Santorini, our friend Katie was staying, like we kind of overlapped in our island hopping there. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, you have to go to this pharmacy, look at this stuff, blah, blah. But I was like, just ask the pharmacist. Like she knows, she was really nice. She knows everything. And Katie said she went in like the next day and the pharmacist was like, oh, what are you looking for? And Katie was like, oh, I don't know. My friend came here the other day and she just said it was really cool. And, you know, she was looking at all these. And the pharmacist was like, oh, yeah, I remember. I remember.
She was like little girl in a candy store.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, wow.
Yes. Going back for more.
We got some good finds. Yeah. I said I was testing everything so I could see what I wanted to, you know, bring back.
Yeah. Did she give you samples?
Oh my God, they like flooded you with samples. Wow. When you like bought something, they were like, oh yeah, and here's like 18 samples. And you're just like,
thank you.
I loved it. Face masks, body soap, all the good
sunscreens.
Stuff. Sunscreens. Oh yeah, we got so many sunscreens there. We also got our COVID tests there.
Mm. Yeah.
They were so only easy. Like 20 some odd euros also. Wow. To do like a rapid test.
That's great.
Because you still need to have a negative COVID test to come back to the US when you've been traveling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what was actually nice about there is everyone, when you went inside, asked to see a vax card before you went inside.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully.
Did you guys have it on the phone? Or did you do your like
No, we brought wallet. Physical cards and then I usually kept them in my purse. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that's
we all had backups. And then before you go to Greece, you have to fill out a passenger locator form.
Mm.
And only a couple times did they ask for it. But it was definitely like at that last time when we had to do the COVID test, they were like, they scan your passenger locator form. And then if you test positive, they like take you away.
Wow.
They literally like take you away to a hotel and you have to stay there for 10 days.
Wow.
And according to the internet, you do not want to go to that hotel.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. One of, Zach's uncle just moved to New Zealand and they have to, well, his wife got a job, but they tested negative, but he still with his entire family, his wife and his 8-year-old daughter have to stay 2 weeks in a hotel.
Wow.
In New Zealand. Wow. But then once they're done,
just like extra precaution.
Their daughter gets to go to second grade, I think. I don't remember what grade she's in. No masks because COVID like, just doesn't exist there.
Right.
They had like one case and Jacinda closed everything down for 3 days.
Love Jacinda.
I love her too.
Jacinda, such an angel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you get stopped when you got back to the US?
No, only on the way in. It was only that one time on the way in. Did they stop for you?
We got stopped. So, you know, after you pick up your bags and after you go through passport control, they stopped David and I and scanned our bags. And they're like, what do you have in here? And I was like, well, we have like some wine. We have like some olive oil, all this stuff.
Some
like,
herbs.
How many bottles? And I was like, we have like 4 or 5 bottles. He's like, you're allowed one per person. And he's like, normally we charge you or we like give you a fee for bringing back alcohol. What? So like, this is your one free chance.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that was a rule. You're only allowed to bring one bottle. Like, what am I going to do? Sell these other 3 bottles? Like, they're not worth that
much. That sounds like a reasonable amount. It doesn't sound like you're just smuggling 20 bottles.
Like, they weren't like wine bottles. They were like
little
thin.
Yeah, like, they're like the smaller dessert wine bottles.
Yeah, digestive.
I thought it was kind of funny because it was like, we're going to get contraband from Greece.
Yeah. Like these two men. Yeah, we got stopped going in to Turkey. Matt and David booked it. They flew through all of these like people that were standing there, like Homeland Security people. And then they just like snatched Keith and I, and they took our passports. They were like holding it. And they were talking to us about like human trafficking.
Oh.
And we couldn't tell if they were like suggesting that like I was being trafficked or they were trying to suggest that like I could help someone who was being trafficked. It was a very confusing few minutes, but we were like, can we please have our passports back? Like, you are really freaking us out.
Oh my gosh.
We're just getting started here.
Yeah, right. It was like,
please help.
This is the start of our beautiful, relaxing vacation. Yeah. What?
We were just like, but Greece was beautiful. It was a beautiful place. We loved being there. We loved the wedding. It was so cool. It was like, just very like traditional and very neat to see all that like culture and like, getting to see the Acropolis was like so cool. Cause I feel like in the US you're like, you go to Boston and you're like, oh wow, look at this. The birthplace of America or whatever you want to call it.
Everything's so new.
Yeah,
in
you're
comparison.
Like, oh yeah, that was like a minute ago. And they're like, okay, over here is where democracy was invented.
Yeah, like literally.
Okay.
Like this is born in like 500 BC.
And you're
like, oh, wow, that's old. Wow, this is very, very been well taken care of.
Yeah,
we found it was neat at the Acropolis on like the Parthenon. And then there was this other like smaller temple. They would, when something would break, if it could be 50% of the original material, they just like patch it.
Mm.
So you would see the original, like that was a little yellow. And then you would see this like white marbly thing that they patched.
Of what it used to be.
Yeah. So that you could still see sort of the whole picture of what it was.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And apparently it was all painted too, so it'd be like the white marble and then like really colorful paint on it, so they have like reproductions of what it would look like,
but
it looks so different with the paint on it and everything kind of like intricately done rather than just the white marble.
Very beautiful. Highly recommend if anyone's out there in the world.
Did you have a favorite place that you were in throughout the entirety of the trip?
It's tough. It was also new. Like, I've never been to Europe. Mm-hmm. So it was all very like, whoa,
this is
so cool. Look at this. Look at it. Except for the whole not being able to put toilet paper in the toilet. That was like
hard for you.
When that I first learned that, I was like, unfortunately, I did start my period just the first day of the trip.
No.
And I was like, well, this is awful.
Well,
this is awful.
And now she does it at home.
And now I do it at home. No. No, it was just like, you know, you like accept that you're like, okay, this is how other parts of the world do it. So we're just going to do it.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah.
And we got used to it after like a couple days.
Yeah.
We definitely accidentally threw it in a couple times.
Wastebasket?
A wastebasket. Yeah. Just on the side.
I mean, most countries don't have as nice of bathrooms as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
America, even in Europe and stuff.
Yeah, with like the septic system.
Asia is even crazier for us to go to because we're just not used to.
Yeah.
Just to, like the whole.
Yeah. You
know? I saw one of those at the Singapore airport.
I think that was my only choice. The first bathroom that I did use, and I was wearing Lululemon leggings. And it was not good. I was not skilled. I just needed some practice. Yep.
You gotta keep doing all those squats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My legs were not really strong enough. I was shaky.
You're like, stay up.
Gotta do more squats.
Yeah. But other than that, I thought it was like, Yeah, I loved everything. I think Naxos and Kefalonia were probably like my two favorite islands, mm-hmm. just because it was more like traditional and seemed like there were just like, I was just so many Greeks. Yeah. It was like everywhere you went, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to go back to go to more islands. Like,
yeah.
Corfu is supposed to be really cool with a lot of like medieval ruins and stuff.
Yeah.
And then everyone goes to Crete because Crete's like a huge island there and that's where a lot of olive oil production is and stuff. So that would be really cool.
Yeah.
To go explore. And then probably some other like the really small islands that you pass and you see that, you know, no one really talks about would be cool to explore.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just so much nature. There was just so much like, so much everything.
Yeah.
There were goats in the road.
Makes you feel so small when you travel. And you're like, dang, the world is so big. You just like get into your own like rhythm and routine. And then you just go somewhere else and you're like, wow, nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
It definitely
nothing
matters. Difficult to return.
Yeah.
I'm sure. We were all like the last day, like, oh, what if we just stayed it's a like, little longer? Like, I'm not
ready. Yeah. That sounds like a really nice vacation. Because sometimes if it's too long, then you're like, I just want my bed. But that I'm glad you guys had such a good time and it looked like it was so fun. Question for you guys, packing wise for a 2-week trip, did you guys take carry-ons? Did you take big wheelies? How did you pack? Did TikTok help
you? I limited everyone because I knew our car was going to be so small. And I know. We have to bring small bags.
Yeah. Matt was our like planning wizard. So he had like our Excel spreadsheet. David gave us all assignments for what we were to fill in on the spreadsheet.
That's great.
And then the one big rule was we have a very, very small car. Can't bring. So I think everyone had one wheelie
carry on.
And then either like a backpack or another like bag of some sort.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
So we really,
and you didn't have to worry about checking bags and not that you flew anywhere else, but like when you're flying internationally and if you're going to fly to a different city, it just adds time if you have to check a bag.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about that at all.
That's great. It was great that we could just like kind of wander around and then we like also were like doing some smarter packing as the trip went on. So it'd be like, okay, here's the dirty clothes bag and this one could just stay in the car forever. Or like, you know, here's your, like I brought a big sort of beach bag everywhere. And so I would have everybody's like sunscreens and fans and
money.
Vaccine. Yeah. Vaccine. And then Keith and Matt were the money people. So we'd always be like, money, please.
Yes. Pay the bills.
Yeah. They were the bill payers. So then the rest of us like didn't have to walk around with too much stuff. And yeah, we never really had like that much on us at any given time. Usually just sunscreen and Vax cards because the sun was hot. And we just had, Greece was just beautiful. We 10 out of 10, highly recommend.
Yeah.
If you're ever, if you ever have the opportunity to go there, absolutely take it. Look up some of the GoFundMes online for the wildfires that are happening there right now because the people, especially I know on Evia, got fully displaced onto other islands and like lost all of their belongings. So definitely check out one of those GoFundMes. But as for us guys, that's all the time we have for today.
Yeah.
We've done it. This was our big fat Greek podcast.
Yeah. So fast. Went by so fast.
I know.
Such a fun trip.
Thank you so much to Matt for waking up so early to come and sit with us.
Of course. Anytime.
Yeah. We love having you on. So Thank you so much.
Yeah, guys, make sure you rate and subscribe, download.
Automatic downloads.
Review. Make sure you follow Matthew Joseph McLean over here on the Instagram.
My Insta here
He has very beautiful photos.
Yes, very beautiful photos and some behind the scenes pictures of Eugene every once in a while.
Yeah.
So you want to see a little behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He's the man to follow. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for sitting with us.
Bye.
Bye.